All right, we'll say good morning. So we're picking up today in Perek Yotes, in the red edition, we are up to page Resh Dalid. V'davar zeh be'uruhu betana de be'ilyo zechur latov. And this matter, remember again, this matter that we are talking about is the idea that in Chassidus, we're talking about now Chassidus pekavana, Chassidus in thought, and not just simply Chassidus in action. So Chassidus in thought has to do with the kavanas with which you do things. So remember, we spoke about yesterday that if a person goes ahead and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of having a beautiful Olam Haba, or a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, this is already a level up. I'm not serving God because I'm going to get rewarded in this world. I'm serving God because I'm going to get rewarded in the world to come. So again, this we would consider that an incredible mila by itself, which of course it is. But nevertheless, says the Ramchal, any time you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something for you, that's called Sheiros Atzmo. That's ultimately called that a person is, you know, self-serve. Right? The person ultimately is serving themselves. Even though, again, what I want out of this is something spiritual, beautiful, Olam Haba. But nevertheless, the motivation to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for some personal benefit. Says Ramchal, the highest level, which is the level of the Chassidim, of the Chassid, is this idea that a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately to give kavod to Hashem, to give honor to Hashem, and to amplify kavod shim shorim, the honor and the glory of God in this world. V'davar zeh, in this matter, be'uru, batanad be'eli ozechul atov, amru, kol chacham Yisrael, sheyesh bo divar Torah la'amito, any chacham in Yisrael, any talmid chacham, that has what he calls Torah la'amito, right? That literally, again, has true Torah. True Torah means that not only does he learn Torah, but his Torah's influenced his inside as well. U'mis'aneach al kevodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'al kevodon shel Yisrael kol yamav. And literally, misaneach means he sighs regarding the kavod of Hashem and the kavod of Klal Yisrael all of his days. Umisave umeitra lechvod Yerushalayim lechvod Beis Hamikdash. And literally, he desires and he's distressed over sometimes what appears to be the lack of kavod for Yerushalayim and the lack of kavod for the Beis Hamikdash. V'liyeshua shetitzmach bekarav lekinas golios. And he desires ultimately that the salvation should sprout speedily in our days, and that all the exiles, all the dispersed should be gathered. Zocha l'ruach hakodesh bidvarav. Ultimately, again, we'll be privileged to experience again ruach hakodesh, this spirit of holiness within everything he does. If you look at footnote 222, he says, "V'zocha l'ruach hakodesh v'yishlimo mischar godol zeh es godol malas hanoikach mipnei shemavor la'alon." So we'll say, what is this saying over here? This is talking about the idea that a true chacham Yisrael is someone not only, first of all, who learns Torah, but someone whose Torah is able to influence him internally as well. And not only that, but he's someone who wants more than anything to see the true honor due to God and the true honor due to Klal Yisrael, the true honor due to the Beis Hamikdash, the true honor due to Yerushalayim. He wants to see these things actualized in front of his eyes. He goes on, he says, Nimtzei Slamed, we learn from here, Shezosia Kavana Hamu'ula, Shirachoka Lagamre Mikol Hanas Atzmo. So what's interesting is, if you look at what we just stated over here, what's clear? That this is the antithesis of someone who learns for himself, or who does mitzvos for himself. Ve'ime el lechvodo shal makom, ve'lekidush shmo yisparach, ha'miskalish bebriyusav b'shar shosum tzorah. Now we'll say, obviously, the Ramchal is describing a very high level here, because the truth is, the way human nature often works is we do the things we do because there's some type of payoff. It's just the reality, right? The first thing before we do anything in life, what's the question we often ask ourselves? What am I going to get paid? Right? What am I going to get? I'll tell you, I think I mentioned this. You know, it's just interesting. Whatever, I won't mention actually. So, you know, what am I going to get paid? And what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Meaning, the truth is, it's really sad thing to a certain degree, the spirit of altruism, the notion of just doing something because it's a beautiful opportunity to help or a beautiful opportunity to do, has been somewhat lost in the mix. So therefore, says the Ramchal, a person has to understand that what makes a chassid a chassid? What is it that's so special about the midah of chassidus? He says, this is a person who's not in it for himself. He's not asking what's in it for me. He's not asking how much am I going to get paid. He sees an opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by serving God, yes, he'll be uplifted, but more importantly, he has the ability to do something for the Ribono Shel Olam. Quite literally, he sees that, and he seizes it. He goes on, he says, Ezehu chassid, ze amru, and about this it was said, quoting the Zohar, who is a chassid? Hamischased im kono. One ultimately, again, who does chassid with the Ribono Shel Olam. Look at 224. Look at 224 in the footnotes. Hamischased milashon chassid she'inyono ha'anako unesina. Kena chassid shoif lases kavod v'kiddush l'shmo yisbarach. So this is quite beautiful, says the Zohar. What is a chassid? Someone who does chassid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to do chassid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? She'enyano ha'anaka unesina. Ha'anaka ultimately, again, means to nurture, to give. Kina chassid shoif lases kavod v'kiddush l'shmo. See here, this is such a beautiful interpretation. We normally translate chassid as an exceptionally pious individual. Here the Ramchal says, no. The truth is, chassid is really from Lashon Chassid, because the chassid is someone who does constant chassid with the Ribono Shel Olam. You'll say to yourself, how can you do chassid with God? It's God. And the answer is, if I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of serving the Ribono Shel Olam, I give to him, I do for him, because I want to amplify his kavod in this world, that's chassid. That's chassid ultimately creates the chassid. He goes on, he says, V'hini ha-chassid hazeh, milvata avoda shu'ovi b'masa mitzvos. This chassid, in addition to everything he does with his mitzvos, ala kavana hazos, hine vadai tzarech she'it sta'er tamir, tsa'ar mamish ala golos va'ala churban. So the Ramchal writes to him something very important. He says that in addition to doing the mitzvos, and in addition to doing the mitzvos for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and amplifying his kavod, another thing we have to keep in mind is that we have to be pained over galus and over the churban, Beis HaMikdash. We'll say this. Yeah, you have to understand something. For good 2,000 years, this was never a problem for the Jew. Why was it never a problem for the Jew? Because the truth is, like, there are pogroms, there's this, there's that, there's all this stuff. So when the Gentile nations are literally beating on us, and we are at their whim, and we live just by their mercy, so it's not hard to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash and to mourn for Galus, because life is very difficult. You know, that's our challenge today. Because the truth is, life might be difficult in different ways, but the Jewish existence, at least here in America, is not difficult. Not only is it not difficult, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, Baruch Hashem, beautiful communities, beautiful shuls, beautiful, but we have everything. But the Ramchal says, but it is important to understand that in this state of Golos, before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the kavod of God is compromised. It's important. It's hard for us to relate to that because we live like in a shtickle golden age, right? But nevertheless, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compromised when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's important for us. Hinei vaday tzar sheitzar tomitzar mamish ala golos va'ala churban. We have to feel a real pain over diaspora, over churban Beis HaMikdash mitzad mashezeh gori miut, because at the end of the day, this causes a lessening of the divine presence, or of the divine honor. So we'll say, you know, this is always the interesting piece here, because on one hand, the Ribono Shel Olam is the Ribono Shel Olam, and he's great no matter what the circumstances. But in terms of how his greatness is perceived in the world, his greatness is diminished in the eyes of the world, in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, in the presence of Golos. He says, Lefi vis ave le geula, person should yearn for geula, lefi sheba yihya iloy lechvot shemo yisbarach. Rabbi say, and this is so beautiful. So why does a person yearn for geula? So we'll say, so a person yearns for, people yearn for geula for all different purposes. So some people, because they think Mashiach is going to pay their mortgage, Right? A lot of people think that different leaders are going to pay their mortgage. So some people think that Mashiach is going to pay their mortgage. So that's what some people want. Some people want Mashiach because we're all going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's all very beautiful. Why does the Chassid want Mashiach? The Chassid wants Mashiach because it's in that Messianic era that divine honor and glory will truly be restored to what they are supposed to be. And again, that goes in line with what the Chassid is all about. The Chassid is all about the Ribono Shel Olam. All about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covet. So I know that right now, as wonderful as things are, as beautiful as it is, the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, absence of Geula, Ribono Shel Olam's covet is compromised and diminished. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be amplified and magnified. That's why the Chassid wants Mashiach. He says, "Lefi shebaya ilu lechvosh shemo yisbarach." V'masham ar Tana de Be'elio. Let's just read one more line, and this is what the Tana de Be'elio says: "Shevanu lemala umisave umeitzer lechvod Yerushalayim." That what does the Chassid want? The Chassid yearns and desires for the covet of Jerusalem, which ultimately means that the Chassid realizes that when there is geula, at the end of the day, the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be amplified. The Yispalel Tamid Al Geulas Anshei Yisrael Vashavas Kevod Shemayim Le'iloi. And ultimately he should daven for the Geula of Klal Yisrael and the restoration of the Kavod Shemayim, of the honor and glory of heaven, ultimately again to what it was. He will say it's incredibly important Yisod. So the Chassid, and he will say the truth is, it's not just true within a relationship with Hashem. The truth is, what he's describing over here is the way any loving relationship works. What's the litmus test if a person is a truly loving relationship? The litmus test is, do you think about the needs of the other more than you think about yourself? You see, sometimes a person is in a loving relationship, but I give love to the other really because I want something in return, right? Meaning I'm investing because I'd like to have a return. That's one type of love. The other type of love, says the Ramchal, is you give in order to build up the other, you give in order to amplify the greatness of the other, you give because you believe in the other and you want to see the other be successful and be great. Says the Ramchal, that's Chassidus. So Chassidus is, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because I'm going to get schar in this world, and not because I'm going to get great Olam Haba, and I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately because I want to see His covet restored and amplified, because I love Him and I know how great He is, and I want His greatness to be apparent to everyone in this world. And why do I want Mashiach? Not because I want to pay my mortgage, not because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, but because at the end of the day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet will be restored to what it once was. That's the midah of Chassidus. We'll stop over here. Mirat Hashem will pick up on page Resh Hey tomorrow.